Christ our Redeemer and the Holy Spirit who gives us the way to do the will of God. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. We have just heard a great gospel story about Jesus talking to the disciples about all things adult in which they do not get, and not really listening because the disciples never really listened well. And at the end of that story, we just heard that people were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. But the disciples spoke to him sternly and said for them to go away. And that when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And he said, "Let the children come to me, do not stop them, for it is to these that the kingdom of God belongs. I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Today, we continue on our theme of We Are Called. And today, we look at how, as a community, we are called to love our children. We do that through our children's ministry next door with Miss Linda. We do that through our preschool next door, the St. Patrick's Preschool. And if we're really to look at children, we know that they do look at the world very differently than we do as adults, with curiosity and questions and love and particularly joy. And so today, as we read our gospel story and as we contemplate all the ways in which children call us into the kingdom of God, we think about all the ways that they call us into joy and inquisitiveness and the ways in which they see the world differently. And so today we have some guest speakers. We welcome Lily Isom, a graduate of St. Patrick's Preschool just a few years ago. And John Wright Polk, a graduate of our preschool even more just a few years ago. And Mike Liacono, who works with children and with licensing across our state. So I'm going to welcome them in that order to come forward, and they're going to share with you about our preschool ministry. So we'll welcome Lily first, and thank you all so much for being here and sharing your stories. Either one.
Okay. I went to St. Patrick's for 2 years when I was 3 and 4 years old. I'm 17 now. And as a preschool, it goes above and beyond. It is a school that not only taught me how to read, but to love to read. It taught us not only how to appreciate art, but that we are capable of being artists, as you can see in the back, we painted our own pictures. It is a place where I made friends that I still have at the age of 17. It created a unique environment in which we were encouraged to grow and express ourselves. We were allowed to be ourselves there. It was the place where I cultivated my first friendships and learned how to be a good friend. Despite Ms. Altmaier's constant threats of having liver and onions for lunch, it was a place we all looked forward to going to every day. St. Patrick's provided me with a unique and outstanding beginning, and I will be thankful to them until the end.
So when Carrie asked me to do this, my first thought was, what do I remember from preschool? And my first thought was, I didn't know that was a really long time ago. But I sat down with my dad last night and I was like, all right, Dad, I gotta remember preschool now because it's been a long time since I thought about it. And I thought of two things. The first one was there were two girls that always loved to pick me up and put me in the corner. I don't know why, but that's always stuck in my brain. And the other one was my friend Alex one day. I don't know why certain memories stick out in your head, but this memory, now I know why, is one that's never left my memory. But my friend Alex, my dad, built this big, huge, awesome castle with all these blocks that we had. And I was showing it to Miss Altmaier. She probably doesn't remember, probably wasn't that awesome to her, but for me it was special. And here comes Alex right before she gets to see it and just knocks the whole thing down. My first thought was, gosh, I spent a lot of time on that. A lot of time. It was probably 5 minutes, but for me, that was a lot of time. And so Miss Allmeyer just comes over, and I'm expecting her to be like, okay, you know, you get out, you put in the corner, let me build my my castle again. And Miss Allmeyer just says, hey, why don't you two rebuild it together? And I'm just thinking, no, this is my castle. But Miss Allmeyer was persistent. She just said, no, you two are going to build this together. And sure enough, we became great friends. I think it was just a neat metaphor on, now that I look back, on the way that we're supposed to live now. You know, if somebody does, you know, break your castle down, per se, you know, what do? You just put them in the corner and shut them away, or do you help them rebuild your castle together? And I thought that was really neat. I also texted my brother and sister about a week ago, or not a week ago, a couple of days ago, and said, hey, do you have any memories from St. Patrick's? Because I have a really bad memory, and I can't think of anything except for a story about a castle. And so my brother forgot to text me back because he's really bad at texting. So he called me at like 10:26 a.m., which is 4 minutes before church, and he said, so I was like, thanks, Noah. Getting ready to give this thing in about 5 minutes, but thanks for calling. And he said, well, he said, the one thing I love is just the name of the preschool, the St. Patrick's Preschool. He said, even to this day, when I talk to my friends, people from Somerset, I say, I went to St. Patrick's, and it's automatically connected to church. It's not just a school that you went to as a little kid that, just like everybody else, but it was something that brought you together also through church. And he just said, it's a great way now that he's able to start conversations with friends. Like, hey, you went to St. Patrick's preschool, you know, why is it St. Patrick's? And it's automatic way to kind of squeeze Jesus into a conversation about preschool. And it's something that we can bring with us now, even at this age. I didn't use any of my notes that are right down here, but I will finish with the notes that I did right at the end. Like I said, and St. Patrick's preschool is a place that I'll always call home. Every time I walk back there, I just use a little sink, the little chairs, and it feels so neat to have a place. And it's the oldest memory I have of my childhood. And it just reminded me of that community. It's the first place I ever experienced community, and I'm just very thankful to have a memory like that in a church family like you all. Now that I go to a church with about 15,000 people, it feels good to come to a place where there's only about 50, and we know all of them, and it's really neat to have that. So, thank you.
Different for me. My ministry is typically sitting here facing away from y'all, so I need to turn around today. Was asked to speak with stewardship in mind about the preschool, and I apologize, I haven't been here for any of the other stewardship talks, so I'm not sure if everybody has already brought up the parable of the talents, if that's been used a lot, but I'm going to do it. Well, that's always what comes to my mind when I think about stewardship, is that parable. And the master that gives his servants the talents, and the ones that invest and give a return, and the one that buries the talents, and how the master reacts to those servants. So how do you relate that to the preschool? Well, some of you may wonder, you know, why does St. Patrick's invest and support in the preschool, looking at that as a talent? You know, what kind of return do you get from that? Now, first of all, some of you may be wondering, what do I know about this? Just a little bit of my history. Almost 20 years ago, I came to Kentucky from New York to work with Christian Appalachian Project. I had been on a science and engineering track, and God decided that I was taking my life much too seriously. So he sent me to a preschool in McCreary County, and I stayed there for a while. In the classroom. I loved it so much I became the manager of that program. I'm still with CAP today, and we have several early childhood programs throughout the state. And they're one of our most important programs. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about why. And have other people study this? Absolutely. There's been lots of studies about, you know, what not just do the children get out of early childhood programs, as we've heard from Lily and John Wright, but what does the community get out of early childhood programs? And any of the scholarly articles that you look at will give you a rate of return on your talents between $5 and $10 for every dollar that you invest in early childhood. So where does that come from? That comes from reduced rates of special education services, social services, food stamps, welfare checks, reduced rates of incarceration, and substance abuse treatment. That's where your return is coming. All from high quality early childhood education. And to St. Patrick's, high quality, you've heard some great testimonials there. And you can also look at, you see the sign up there, look at us, we're stars rated. That's the Kentucky Voluntary Rating Program for Early Childhood Programs. It's about to become mandatory. And St. Patrick's has the highest rating in the state. Just checked the website yesterday. Out of almost 2,000 centers, early childhood centers in Kentucky, there are 23 right now that have that rating. So that's incredible. Firmly within the top 1.5% of programs in the state. Looking beyond that, they are nationally accredited, so they've met national standards as well. So they're definitely a high-quality early childhood program. Well, then you may think, well, that's great, but, you know, all the, perhaps it's just, you know, far eastern Kentucky and those poverty-stricken counties or inner city that really, really need that. Well, Kentucky has embarked upon a task to measure kindergarten readiness in the state, and we got the first data from that last year about whether kids are ready to enter kindergarten. Okay? And that came out split right down the middle. It was 50% that they deemed were ready, 50% were not ready. How do you think Pulaski County came out in that? A little bit worse, actually. It was 60% not ready for kindergarten. So there is the need here for high-quality early childhood education. And this has been a wonderful model. And I think other centers within the county look to them as a model as of achievement that, you know, we can get to this level of quality as well. So I applaud all of you for supporting that throughout the years.
Thank you all. Those were some wonderful stories about our preschool and the work that they do. I want to remind us that in our baptismal covenant, which we often do for infants here at the Episcopal Church, although not always, that we remind ourselves during that covenant of this question. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life with Christ? And you all answer, we will. We commit ourselves then to them with the reaffirmation of their baptismal vows, which includes the question, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? And will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? And I really am thankful, especially because I see this every day, that the preschool teaches the values of seeking and loving Christ in all persons and respecting the dignity of all human beings. I mean, I see this when John Wright talked about, you know, knocking down the blocks and you have to rebuild them together. I mean, this is one of the core things that our preschool does. And I want to remind us as a community that we are called to love and protect and uphold our children, not only as they are children, but in their Christian journey. And I would be remiss this morning if I did not pastorally mention the shooting this week in Oregon. And I just want to remind us all that it is our responsibility not only to talk with kids, but to love and respect with dignity all people that we come in contact with. And also that we have, I think, as Christians, a responsibility not only to talk with them, but to uphold and protect them. And so I'm asking those of you all that are gun owners this morning to think about not whether or not you own a gun. I don't think owning a gun is a bad or good thing, but whether the laws in this country really protect our children. And I think those are two different things. So I just, it's hard for me on this Sunday not to mention that as we talk about protecting our children. So, you know, I got on Facebook this morning and looked, and this was the conversation that a parent had with their child last night, a friend of mine. She said, This was last night at about 11 o'clock. She said, I just explained to a beautiful 9-year-old that she has no reason to fear bad people in this world and no reason to be scared in our home. For God is bigger than all her fears, and God loves and protects and watches over her constantly. And we were placed in her life to love and protect her too. And so on this day, let us remember that we love for and care for and protect our children. Love them a little bit extra. Give thanks for our beautiful ministries which protect children in our community. And continue to strive to love, serve people with dignity and respect.